You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're locked into Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss sports podcast with Ben Garrett and Billy Embody of the Ole Miss Spirit.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to a special live edition of Talk of Champions. I am Billy Embody. We've got a lot to get to on this special recruiting-only edition. Just a quick breakdown for you guys of the newest Rebels that are now in the boat, and Ole Miss did get a pair of four-star commitments to end the month of June and kick off the month of July in Landon Barnes and J.C. Anderson. We'll get to breaking that down in just a minute, but do want to remind you guys about our friends at Riverland Roofing. Of course, they power everything we do with the Ole Miss Spirit and Talk of Champions. Give them a call, 662-644-4297, or go to riverlandroofing.com for more information on all the things that they can do for you. We appreciate all their support of Talk of Champions, and it is a huge day for the Ole Miss Spirit and Rebel Grove now, as On3 and Rivals formally merge into this mega website that is going to be rivals.com, which will handle high school recruiting and the kind of just high school recruitment side of things, be that powerful arm, that name brand that you guys, if you're at any sort of a recruiting follower, you know of. And the On3 side is going to be college, transfer portal, NIL kind of world. And at the center of it will be the fan sites, which is going to be Rebel Grove, Ole Miss Spirit. They're now on one network, and we are going to have the two separate boards, the Rebel Grove board and the Ole Miss Spirit board, all on one website. So this is really going to be exciting times for us, having two major message boards on the same network. We really hope that it just adds a ton of value for you guys as subscribers to The Spirit and Rebel Grove. And of course, you also get a larger national group of analysts and scouting departments and all of those things. So a huge value add for you guys. If you're considering subscribing to the website, you can go to omspirit.com and sign up for just $1 for your first week and try it out. Some things to be worked out, some kinks to be worked out. So stay patient. I've been answering messages all morning about, kind of the posting privileges. Everybody's going to be able to post at some point when everything gets lined up just how we want it. And tech is working on that today as they move 25 years of message boards over to our new platform that On3 Media Network has rolled out over the last few years. So crazy times, but really exciting as well. And hope you guys are enjoying the coverage, because the first 2 days of this week have been action-packed. And let's jump into it. Enough about that. You guys are here to hear about recruiting. And Ole Miss picked up a top 100 prospect in the country in Landon Barnes on Monday, beating out the likes of LSU, Ohio State, Washington, SMU, and others. The Duncanville, Texas native is one of the fastest risers from this recruiting cycle. And if you guys listened to the show on Monday, kind of breaking down where we felt like things stood heading into that 3 p.m.-ish decision for Landon, we felt like Ole Miss had taken the reins in this one and made the move. And Indeed, they did, as Randall Joyner picks up a massive addition for this recruiting class. Again, a top 100 prospect on the On3's rankings, which are now going to be rolled into the rival side of things. So kind of, again, stay patient on that. But Landon Barnes becomes the second highest rated commitment in the class, whether you're looking on the On3 industry ranking, rivals, wherever. He is the second highest rated commitment in the class. And Ole Miss, with the addition of J.C. Anderson, moves up to 17th nationally. So they're continuing to climb inside the top 25. I think they'll continue to move up. But hearing from Landon and kind of what made this place home, you could tell they really just knocked the official visit out of the park. He said, they have a great plan for me at Ole Miss. They recruited me hard. I see a perfect fit, and the relationships I have with the coaches are real. And Randall Joyner was leading the way. Pete Golding was involved here. And I think the biggest thing was that entire official visit just really coming together for Landon Barnes. Ole Miss offered back in February. They made a push to get him on campus in March, and they did that, I believe March, maybe April. But March was really when that started to pick up, that he was going to make a visit to Oxford. And that really set the stage for this official visit, and his entire family was there. They really enjoyed their time in Oxford. And Randall Joyner, I think, being from Dallas and having some connections to the area, really helped them out a lot, as well as guys like Alex Brown, Marvin Nash in the recruiting department, Kelvin Bolden, others just going to work on this one. Because when you look at the 6'3"-ish, 245-pound edge rusher out of Duncanville, he is one of the kind of highest upside type of players in this recruiting class as a whole. And Landon, if you're watching on our YouTube channel, is going to have a chance to be, I think, one of the biggest risers as a senior. Last year, I watched Colin Simmons, and you'll see Colin at times in these highlights, really kind of, make it hard for Landon Barnes this upcoming year as a senior to do all the things that he wants to do, because Landon does have a lot of these tendencies to get after the quarterback and impact the passer, and teams are going to take a similar approach to what they did with Colin Simmons last year, who ended up being one of the highest rated edge rushers in the country now at Texas, or 2 years ago, I guess I should say. And Landon Barnes really had to kind of deal with that and play behind Colin Simmons as well. So all of those things, played a factor, I think, in maybe how his junior tape was viewed, because he really blew up as January turned into February. And then he put on a show over the course of the offseason, and that's when things really got interesting for Landon Barnes, as he played alongside KJ Ford this year as well, one of the top-rated defensive ends in the country as well. This Duncanville team has a ton of talent, is kind of what I'm showing you guys here. And Landon Barnes will be one of the top prospects in the state of Texas as far as potential to continue to rise, I feel like, with what he's put together on tape, what he has ahead of him from a frame perspective. He gets into a college weight room. He continues to develop, from a physical perspective, and just continuing to find a way to up his game and technique as a whole. I think that's something Randall Joyner really put out there with him, is, hey, we've got a chance to put together something that as a whole, we feel like we can help you develop into where you want to be. And Randall Joyner kind of having those relationships across Dallas, I think, played a big role in that. And so for Randall Joyner, he gets a DFW area commitment as he reeled in Landon Barnes to kick off the week. This is a big week for Randall Joyner. Nolan Wilson, the four-star defensive lineman out of the state of Mississippi, is set to announce his decision on the 4th of July. Right now, Alabama does have the buzz. There is a lot of kind of back and forth going, I think, at this moment with both sides. Now we'll see if that is able to shift back in the Rebels' direction. He has named Alabama as leader. It's no secret that's who he is publicly named as the leader. And so I think that's worth noting as he approaches his decision timeline to get this thing done and to get this process finished up, at least for now. But signing day is not until December. And Ole Miss is it knows that they are going to have to, you know, keep swinging away and try to make waves in this recruitment, because he is one of the best available prospects in the country. And he's still trying to, or he's still somebody that, you know, Randall Joyner, Pete Golding really value in this class. You know, you can't just let certain prospects walk out the door of the state of Mississippi. And this is one of those that they're going to continue to push for and try to reel in. And despite having a guy like Carmelo Reed, a guy now like Landon Barnes that aren't as big as Nolan Wilson, and maybe Carmelo might be at this point, but there's still that opportunity where they can make that type of move with Nolan Wilson late in the process and get him on board and make that splash. Because when it comes to Ole Miss, I mean, their philosophy is you've got to stack up defensive line talent. And that's why they went out and they offered one of the sleepers in the state of Mississippi, Jaden Curtis, you know, picks up his offer at camp. And he's, you know, one of those players that it's crazy. You watch somebody work out and you're like, wow, he is intriguing. But here is this deep group of defensive linemen and defensive ends that Ole Miss is going after in the high school ranks in 2026. How are they going to fit him in? Well, you try to fit him in because he has the size. He has the athletic measurables. By the way, his dad, Dwayne Curtis, played for the Rebels. He's got family all over the Oxford area and Mississippi. He's an in-state kid. You can try to take him. And I know he's listed on the website. If you're watching on YouTube, 6'3", 255. You've got somebody that at 6'3", 280 almost is what he measured in. Maybe a hair above. I know Ole Miss had him a little bit above 6'3". Man, you've got to take those frames and you've got to take those flyers on those type of kids when you see the athleticism check out. And he was camping alongside the likes of, you know, Ben Jarvis Shoemaker, one of the top 2027s, Jamarcus Pittman, who committed to Ole Miss right after that. So he was able to make an impression on the staff. They offer him. If you get Jaden Curtis after that, you've got a good 5-3 technique. Man, you get Nolan Wilson at some point. That would be obviously a huge, huge recruiting feather in the cap. And then you go and you got to find your Deuce Gerald. You got to flip a Corey Wells and guys like that in this recruiting class to really make a statement on the defensive line. So a big week ahead for Randall Joyner, but also the work's not done. There are plenty of prospects out there that they're still going to hone in on and try to get on board. So that is something to certainly keep an eye on as well. Make sure you guys do get on the Ole Miss Spirit, but also check out Roback, roback.com. First-time customers get 20% off with our code OLEMISS20. But the main reason why I'm talking to you guys today is we have our friends at College Corner. They've got locations across the state of Mississippi, but you can get hooked up with some of the best Ole Miss gear, whether it be polos, hats, sweaters, outerwear. You sign up to the site over there at College Corner, and they will get you hooked up with a discount code. It could be 10% off. It could be something else. Make sure you hit the link in our bio. That helps us out. But also go to collegecornerstore.com and pick up the latest in the best Ole Miss apparel. Look at that. Whether it be that Horn Legend that's coming out, that's a new brand that has really been fun to see take off. They've come up with some really cool designs that are, you know, certainly worth the price of admission there from what I've seen. So make sure you check out that entire style as you get ready for the 4th of July. They do have a newish location in the Oxford Commons as well. collegecornerstore.com. We really appreciate all they've done for us on the Ole Miss Spirit. They had a bunch of really cool events around Double Decker weekend. They had Austin Simmons out there. So make sure you stop by College Corner and pick up some of their latest and greatest when it comes to Ole Miss gear. They've got everything. I mean, cups, license plates, I mean, just keychains, everything, you know, stuff for the kids. So
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Speaking of kids, the next commitment, the one that happened just about 45 minutes ago now, is no child out there on the football field, I can tell you that much. And that is J.C. Anderson, a four-star tight end from the state of Illinois. Ole Miss goes up there and gets a commitment from J.C. Anderson out of Mount Zion High School in Decatur, Illinois. Picked Ole Miss over Auburn in Illinois. Tight ends coach Joe Cox, special teams coordinator Jake Schoonover, offensive coordinator Charlie Weiss. I mean, it was a group effort on this one. And, you know, Oxford really hit home with him. The plan they have for him really hit home as well. And, you know, everything just kind of came together for them over the last, you know, couple weeks, really, because he took his official visit all the way back on May 30th. And for Ole Miss, they were kind of hanging in there. And tight end was a position where, however you want to phrase it, where they've continued to recruit Carson Snead, a four-star Tennessee commit. They have swung for a Max Suter. They've swung for Mark Bowman. They had a bunch of lines in the water here, and they had to navigate some things, I think, that, you know, worked against them at times because of how many tight ends they were recruiting. But they found their guy, and they love his catch radius, his ball skills, body control. He's, you know, from the same area as Caden Prescorn, but I think you're looking at a much more athletic type of player. You know, it was noted on his commitment video and announcement that, you know, he had played basketball in the past. That basketball trait is something you really love to see from these pass catchers, you know, wide receivers. It's a big kind of indicator when you look at these players that have the athleticism to make things happen out there on the field. And J.C. Anderson, if you're watching on YouTube, just has some of the ball skills that you want, ability to go and catch the ball, contested situations. He's really comfortable, I think, out in space. And that's something that, even though the competition level isn't elite out there at times, you know, you talk about a guy who could play both ways and impact the game. Look at that interception, you know, just being able to bat it down and catch it at the same time. That is really special stuff that you just don't see very often from high-end prospects, you know, even if they do play both sides of the ball. I mean, it's just, you know, a very naturally skilled football player, not just a tight end or not just a wide receiver, somebody who is comfortable in space, you know, kind of refined in the route running side of things. So you want to see players dominate their opponents when they are the best player on the football field. Like, when there's no question, you want to see them really comfortable dishing out physical plays. You see that catch right there over the middle. He didn't take a hit, but he was looking to give one out. That's the type of things that, as you look to translate to the SEC, where everybody's trying to drill you and really kind of, you know, take it to you, because that's the type of athlete you're dealing with. You want to be able to see that type of a physicality and a willingness to dish it out at the next level. So J.C. Anderson, they really feel like they have somebody who can be a big frame tight end pass catcher over the middle and can really make some plays when Ole Miss needs him to. So that was a great recruiting job by the staff. They weathered a long time, literally a month, between official visit and commitment. So a massive decision came in, and that pushed Ole Miss up to 17th nationally in the top 25. Now they have back-to-back days with four-star commitments. Two of their top four commitments in the class come in the last 2 days. So a really good start to the week for Ole Miss. They aren't done. And if you're looking for more information on where Ole Miss stands, make sure you head to the Ole Miss Spirit, OhmSpirit.com. Sign up for just $1 for your first week. We've got the latest on Commit Watch, who's up next. We put some stories up on, you know, even 2027 four-star quarterback Keegan Croucher. We've got a lot more coming on the site as well. Plenty of content up every single day, and really excited about the direction of the site, and looking forward to working with, you know, you guys on making it your home for Ole Miss sports recruiting, whatever you want to talk about. We're here for you guys, and it's been a fun last couple of days just kind of seeing all of this come together, the new team we have assembled at the Ole Miss Spirit, and it's just going to be a lot of exciting times. So we hope you guys will be there with us at the Ole Miss Spirit and following it along. And if not, we'll catch you on Talk of Champions and Ole Miss Spirit's YouTube channel as well. So make sure you hit the like, follow, subscribe button. I did want to just kind of react to the news of 2 4-star commitments. We'll have more Talk of Champions later this week, as well as more commitments on the way for the Rebels. So appreciate you guys who have showed up. And actually, Fancy Pup, you just fit in the question. Croucher is a class of 2027. Which, yep, correct, 4-star quarterback. Does that mean they are shifting from 2 quarterbacks in 2026? No, but you also don't want to, like, I think, leverage the farm to, like, give, you know, and I think they've shown that over the course of Bryson Beaver, Landon Duckworth, and all of that in 2026, trying to find a quarterback to go with Reese Wise. I just don't think they've had the takers that maybe they would have thought, like, earlier in the spring, man, Landon Duckworth was, you know, visiting multiple times, named Ole Miss's leader, all that. And I think when it came down to spend and money, I just don't think Ole Miss was there yet. Now, in 2027, this is where they have to really start making sure they get a top-flight guy. Like, they'll know kind of by the time their 2027 quarterback is locked in, like, all right, how are they feeling about Reese Wise? How are they feeling about A.J. Maddox, the quarterbacks that are also on campus and the new ones they added. And that is where you have to start planning for the future and nailing this 2027 quarterback. That's why they're way out in front of it. And actually, I have a big story coming up on the site later this week, breaking down all of the 2027 quarterbacks that they've had on campus. They've had visit. I mean, they've had a bunch of arms come through Oxford already. Some have camped, some have been in for visits. So 27 is the one where now I think after they kind of revamp their quarterback room with the transfer portal and in this offseason, now they can kind of go at it and try to find a way to get that elite arm. If you get 2 quarterbacks in 2026, they're not going to turn them away, but they definitely want the right guy to join Reese Wise. They don't want to just take one to take one, because in 2027, they are looking to make a splash, which should be exciting for Ole Miss fans if you're looking for that splash at quarterback. I know Lane Kiffin likes, I would say, his more developed quarterbacks, or to take less of a risk. But at the same time, now I think with RevShare and maybe things that they're learning about roster management, it might be a little bit smarter to try and get an elite guy here and there. And Keegan Croucher, some of the others they've had on campus are elite, and kind of go from there and start developing them. Because I think one of the biggest things with Ole Miss and why they're so successful offensively is the guys work their absolute bag off and just are trying every single day to reach their goals. And there's a specific mindset that they look for. And I know that's cliche and every program tries that, but really, I mean, the environment around Ole Miss, the environment in Oxford, is very focused on achieving your athletic goals and also, you know, going to school and doing all the things you got to do away from, you know, football. But there is just a really pro-focused mindset at Ole Miss, and that is something that is not going to be for everyone. And they'll also find out very quickly with guys that they bring in if they are going to fit that or not. So sometimes you see some of that turnover, and part of it is that you just don't have the mindset to work your tail off. Like, I think that's part of the reason why Caden Lee has been so successful. I think with the physical traits that Austin Simmons has, also he brings it from a work ethic perspective and a mindset perspective. So those are all of those things that they kind of consider when going through this. And I just feel like they want to take a really good stab at a quarterback that they trust in 2027. And that's also why they are much higher on Reese Wise than the recruiting industry. I'm not saying everybody in that building thinks that he is five star and, you know, everything, you know, that should be in a quarterback. But man, he's steady. He works his tail off. He wants to compete every single day. And there is something to that when you evaluate quarterbacks. I kind of look back, and I played quarterback in high school, played for a cup of coffee in college. And that is probably the biggest thing, that whether I've been on a team or whether I've talked with or met other quarterbacks, man, the mindset and the way you conduct yourself and talk and do all these things around your team, with the media, what you're focused on, is so important. And Ole Miss has had, I mean, I'm looking at my tabs for this story right now, already double-digit quarterbacks offered, and I think all of them have had visits at least once with Ole Miss in Oxford. And so they've gotten them around their program, and they will kind of, you know, some of the higher rated guys, they're a little bit lower on because of some of those things. Whereas some of the, you know, maybe not as highly elite rated guys in 27, they are higher on because of their mindset and how they come in and work and how focused they were on their visit, on what they're there for. You know, they're there when you're a quarterback and you're in a system like Lane Kiffin's, and you're in a program like Lane Kiffin's, you got to be a man, and you got to be ready to roll. It's not about this. It's not about the flash or whatever. You can get all that, you know, when you get to be an all SEC quarterback or something, and, you know, kind of the NIL perks and things like that. But you got to be ready to work. They're looking for an elite guy with traits in 27 that also is elite, even more so off the field and in their preparation and their work ethic. So great question by Fancy Pup. Appreciate you chiming in on the chat and giving us another, 5 minutes together of me rambling on. So hope you guys enjoyed this little quick down and dirty reaction to two Ole Miss commitments to kick off this week. We'll catch you later in the week with another edition of Talk of Champions. Appreciate our friends at Riverland Roofing for powering everything we do, as well as statusjet.com and College Corner. So make sure you reach out to all those supporters of the Ole Miss Spirit and Talk of Champions and find out how they can help you in whatever space you need it. So thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll catch you next time on another edition of Talk of Champions.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.